Joe Biden plans bringing 10 times as many refugees to U.S. next year. By John Binder on September 20, 2021. President Joe Biden is planning to bring to the United States in fiscal year 2022 about 10 times as many refugees as he will have brought this year, the State Department confirmed on Monday. In May, Biden announced he would raise the refugee resettlement cap to 62,500 refugees for fiscal year 2021, more than four times the cap that former President Trump imposed for the year at about 15,000 refugees. For fiscal year 2022, which begins October 1, Biden will set the cap at 125,000 refugees who can be resettled across the U.S. over the subsequent 12 months, a State Department notice to Congress confirmed. The data projects that the Biden administration will have brought about 12,500 refugees to the U.S. by the end of fiscal year 2021. The cap is merely a numerical limit and not a goal for the State Department to reach. Specifically, the State Department will allocate the most refugee spots for Africans and foreign nationals from East and South Asia. About 10,000 spots will go to Europeans and foreign nationals in Central Asia, while 15,000 spots will be allocated to Latin Americans and those in the Caribbean. In addition to increasing refugee resettlement, Biden rescinded an order that allowed states and localities to decide whether they wanted refugee resettlement in their communities. The order, signed by Trump, gave Americans veto power over the program that they, for decades, have been shut out of. Over the last 20 years, nearly 1 million refugees have been resettled in the country. This is a number more than double that of residents living in Miami, Florida, and would be the equivalent of annually adding the population of Pensacola, Florida, to the country. Refugee resettlement costs American taxpayers nearly $9 billion every 5 years, according to research, and each refugee costs taxpayers about $133,000 over the course of their lifetime. Within 5 years, an estimated 16% of all refugees admitted will need housing assistance paid for by taxpayers. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.